Hello, ladies and gentlemen. I hope y'all had a good day today on Tuesday, April 28th, 2020. I got a special show today. I want to talk about farming and what some farmers are having to go through. I got this one I seen a video of. I'm gonna let y'all hear it real quick. Here it is.
Chad Sullivan, regional director of RCALF USA, is a fifth-generation Colorado rancher and recently delivered this message.
Hey, everybody. This is Chad Sullivan coming to you from the headwaters of Bitter Creek, Archer County, North Texas. We have to talk. State officials will be assisting to help identify potential alternative markets if a producer is unable to move animals, and if necessary, advise and assist on depopulation and disposal methods. Ladies and gentlemen, we are plowing under vegetable crops from coast to coast. We are euthanizing millions of chickens. We are aborting sows and burying feeder pigs. We are dumping milk by the hundreds of thousands of gallons, and now they are preparing us to depopulate the fat cattle ready to harvest because of a bottleneck created by the effects of COVID. This thing hasn't been created by COVID, but the effects of COVID and the logistics therein. Yesterday, the first shipment of imported beef from the country of Namibia hit the shores of the United States of America. And yet this morning, they are telling us to prepare to euthanize harvest-ready cattle. It is time we get food on the shelves, because if you're not concerned about this food supply problem, you better be. We have a huge supply and demand of food across this nation. We can feed the world ourselves, and yet we're destroying our harvests. At the same time, we are importing beef from other countries, beef that is less regulated than our beef, less safe, not as high quality of product, and yet it's happening. At the same time, they are preparing for us to euthanize our harvests. That doesn't sound like sustainability to me, but it is part of the overall goal to vertically integrate your food system. You see, they cannot have control of the people unless they have control of the food, the water, the land, production. It is time we get back to work. We are of, by, and for the people. This is not Nancy Pelosi's country. This is not Donald Trump's country. This is your country, and you're going to go hungry.
And while American farmers are destroying their harvests, U.S. beef is exported to China. U.S. meat plants are closing at a rapid rate, including Cargill Meat, who supplies 22% of the U.S. meat market, and who partnered with the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation in 2018 to end livestock production while expanding the production of genetically modified soy in Africa. Reporting for Infowars.com, this is Greg Reese.
I mean, people, what did you think about that story? What if this is really happening in America? Just like that farmer said, we could feed the whole world. But we're so greedy, we're destroying the shit. That's crazy, guys. I just thought that would be a good story for y'all to hear on my podcast. It was a very short one and a good one. You know, I was reading in a paper the other day that California has banned all gatherings on state property. Like, they will not allow you to get together or nothing on their property. So if you like getting together, you're going to have to do it at y'all's homes. The state property in California is closed. But, you know, if this COVID-19 is bad as they say it is, they should close down all state property so we all don't gather in public. You know, that's when shit spreads, when we gather in public. You know, everybody gives everybody something. Some kind of flu. But yeah, if that is real about the farmers being ordered to destroy their livestock and everything, I mean, America's getting ready to change big time. We used to be independent. Now look at us. We couldn't be independent if we wanted to right now, the way they got America set up. It's all these greedy politicians and stuff that's ruined us. You know, it's all been for money and greed. Like always, it's money and greed. Yeah. I was reading another thing. The anchor guy, Tucker, on Fox News is saying the virus isn't nearly as badly as we thought it was. You know, Fox News is starting to say the virus ain't that bad, you know. Makes you wonder, is it or isn't it? The government's trying to make us panic and the news is telling us it ain't as bad as they're putting it out to be. You know, I could see the government lying to us like that. I mean, what they've lied about a lot of things. But we the people keep going on so we all can keep the little American dream we got going on. You know, nobody questions anything anymore because everything's easy when the government's there. You know, people would just play with their rights a little bit. You know, government wouldn't be going as far as they did. But anyhow, that's not a conspiracy theorist, I'm just saying. But the world is changing, I've noticed. You know, every day I look at the news, I go to this website, Global Worldwide News website, and look at the global news. It's like things around the world is crazy. And it ain't getting any better at all. You know, no matter how much you want it to get better, it ain't getting better at all, guys. So, you know, I really appreciate everybody that listens to my podcast still. Y'all are encouraging me to keep this going. So I appreciate everybody that's still listening. I got all y'all my prayers and thanks for listening. I really appreciate it. My numbers keep going up. I keep noticing I'm up to 31 followers now on my thing. That's pretty cool. So my numbers just keep jacking up, seems like daily. So wish me luck there. And been a pretty good day today, I have to say. But, you know, I said in a story yesterday, I think it was, about a UK man who claims he was arrested, fined for buying wine. You know, I kept thinking about it. I couldn't get that out of my head. It's like, man, what if America got like that, guys? You know, that's happening in the UK. Like, think about that happening in your hometown. Like, what would that be? You get arrested just because you wanted a bottle of freaking wine? That's crazy there. But, you know, it's happening in the UK, it'll be a matter of time it's happening in the US. Look at that, how they're trying to do our livestock, if that story's true, you know. I just thought it would be a good little story for y'all to hear and make up your own decision about it, you know. That's what my podcast is about, you know. Everybody's got freedom mind, free mind. You know, you hear what I say, you got the mind to agree or disagree. You know, I got a Facebook page, come follow it. It's the Scott Jacobs Show on Facebook. I'm on Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Anchor. I'm on quite a few right now. I can't count how many exactly. But follow me on them. And as I go, my shows will get longer and better, you know. But right now, I just keeping them short and easy, learning how to podcast for now. You know. And I thank God Jesus gave me another day to be able to podcast. You know, Jesus was the main reason why we're still here. You know, he died for our sins. He gave us that chance. So ladies and gentlemen, I hope y'all have a good evening. And see you tomorrow.